वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जया मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति निष्ठकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading today from Canto 10, Chapter 47, Verse 19. Vayamratam eva jimha brihatam sraddhana कुलिकारुतम इवाग्या कृष्णबद्धो हरिण्या। ददृशुरस्कृतदेत नख स्पर्श तीव्र स्मरारुज उपमंत्रिन् भन्यतम अन्यवार्ता। व्यमतम इव जिह्वा बृहतम श्रद्धधाना कुलिकारुतम इवाग्य कृष्णवद्धो हरिण्या। ददृशकृतदेत नख स्पर्श तीव्र स्मररुज मंत्रिम भण्यताम अन्यवार्ता। व्यामृतम इव जिह्वा व्याहृतम श्रद्धधाना कुलिकारुतम इवाग्य कृष्णवद्वो हरिण्या। ददृश्रस्य कृतदेत नख स्पर्श तीव्र स्मररुज उपमंत्री भण्यताम अन्यवार्ता। लेडीज वयम वी रतम ट्रू इवा एज इफ जिमा डिसेप्टिव वयर्तम हिज स्पीच सद्धना सद्धाना ट्रस्टिंग कुलिका ऑफ ए हंटर रूतम द सॉन्ग इवा एज इफ अजना Foolish, Krishna of the black deer, Badava, wives, Harinya, the dude, Dadrasha, experienced, Asakrat, repeatedly, Itat, this, Tat, his, Nakha, of the fingernails, Sparsha, of the touch, Tivra, sharp, Smara, of lust, Rujaha, the pain, Upamantrin, O messenger, Vanyatam, please speak, Anya, another, Varta, topic. Translation. Faithfully taking his deceitful words as true, we became just like the black deer's foolish wives, who trust the cruel hunter's song. Thus, we repeatedly felt the sharp pain of lust caused by the touch of his nail. O messenger, please talk about something beside Krishna. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur categorized this statement of Srimati Radharani as Ajalpa, as defined by Srila Rupa Goswami, the translation, a statement spoken in disgust, describing how the male lover is deceitful and brings another wing-borne misery, and also implying that he gives happiness to others, is known as Ajalpa. We will also read text 20. Priya sakha punaraga preyasa presitaha kim vareya kim anuruddhe mananiyo asimegam nayasi katha mihasman दुस्तज्य द्वंद पार्श्व सतत मुरसी सौम्य श्रीर वधु साक मास्ते. ओ फ्रेंड ऑफ माय डियर वन, हैज माय बिलवड सेंट यू हियर अगेन? आई शुड ऑनर यू फ्रेंड, सो प्लीज चूज व्हाट एवर बोन यू विश, बट व्हाई हैव यू कम बैक हियर टू टेक अस टू हिम हुज कॉन्जुअल लव इज सो डिफिकल्ट टू गिव अप? After all, gentle bee, his consort is goddess Sri, and she is always with him, staying upon his chest. Purport. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada explained the context of this verse. While Radharani was talking with bee, and the bee was flying hither and thither, it all of a sudden disappeared from her sight. She was in full mourning due to separation from Krishna and felt ecstasy by talking with the bee. But as soon as the bee disappeared, she became almost mad, thinking that the messenger bee might have returned to Krishna to inform him all about her talking against him. Krishna must be very sorry to hear it. She thought, in this way, she was overwhelmed with another type of ecstasy. In the meantime, the bee, flying hither and thither, appeared before her again. She thought, Krishna is still kind to me. In spite of the messenger's carrying disruptive message, he is so kind that he has again sent the bee to take me to him. Srimati Radharani was very careful this time and not to say anything against Krishna. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that the goddess of fortune Sri has the power to assume many different forms. Thus, when Krishna enjoys other women, she stays on his chest in the form of a golden lion. When he is not consorting with other women, she puts aside the form and gives him pleasure in her naturally beautiful form of a young woman. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this statement of Srimati Radharani expresses pratijalpa, as described by Sri Rupa Goswami. Translation: when the lover humbly states that although she is unworthy of attaining her beloved, she cannot give up hoping for a conjugal relationship with him. Such words spoken with respect for her beloved's message are called pratijalpa. Here Srimati Radharani has given up her harsh feeling and humbly acknowledged the greatness of Sri Krishna. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapad Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschat Desh Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just the other day, His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu was given a short notice of about 2 hours to give class on his birthday. So he also went through an apparent devotional disturbance. There's such a short notice he had. So this is the life of a devotee. A person naturally feels when he doesn't have bhav or that anand, so might as well some Bhavanand Prabhu only gives the class. So yesterday it was my turn to give class and I thought I got an easy way out, but Vande Prabhu did not leave me and he said that I should give class today. So once His Grace Gaurhari Prabhu asked a question to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Maharaj, that sometime we give class and because we prepare, and the class is generally not on the platform of realization. It's not a realized class, but yet people get impressed and they are thankful and they are grateful. So how do one get from the cycle of this trap that we are preaching or we are giving nice class? So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj said that if your mood filled with sincerity is that you are thinking that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada through these narrations is trying to tell you something, and He is also using you as an instrument to glorify Lord Sri Krishna and His teaching, then you should not worry much about it. So with that mood, I would like to speak a few words. It is a great gift of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada that He has made it compulsory in all the temple that we should do Nityam Bhagavatam, whether we are in temple or at home. Because our state of mind is not always the same. And according to the state of our mind, because mind is chanchal, our acceptability of what we are hearing is also varies. Therefore, it is really a boon. Every day, almost in all classes, we hear. We are not this body. Matras prasasukati, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress is just like winter and summer season. They arise from sense perception. One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. At time, we are convinced. And sometime, we just overhear. And therefore, it is a boon that we hear regularly, because sometime it clicks and sometime we are inattentive. Because we can always give justification. It's very easy for you to say, Prabhu, that one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Lekin jiske upar guzarti hai, wo janta hai. Once His Grace Brajbihari Prabhu was telling us in our counselor's meeting, what is the difference between a mad person and an ordinary person? The mad person on the road is shouting away, speaking anything and everything, and he is thinking that he is making a lot of sense to the public. Many rubbish things. When I was studying in Bhopal, I'm sorry to say, I was party to that enjoyment. On Hamidia Road, there was one mad person. He was shouting away to glory and he was saying, it is me who has arranged this marriage of Amitabh Bachchan and Jaya Vadudi. And then some college friend or colleague of mine said, oh, why didn't you arrange Dharmendra and Hema Malini? Something like that, and people are enjoying. Can you imagine? Instead of sympathizing and feeling sad about that person, this is the state of a Mahabhagavat or a pure devotee of the Lord. When he sees a suffering soul, he feels sad about it. What these people are doing with their life? The difference, Brajbihari Prabhu was saying, the difference between a mad person and us, but the jiva, is that the mad person is speaking aloud and we are thinking in the mind. Yesterday, I did this, I should have done that. And tomorrow, what I would be doing, and I'm making plan. It's maddening. Be in present and think of Krishna. Give this moment to Sri Radha Gopinath ji. In material world, people are mentally disturbed. And in spiritual world, people are apparently, as in this section, devotionally disturbed. In other words, I just read one Mr. South American. You know, American, I did not know they are so fond of Italian food. So this person, his name is Soares. He bit one, he's a very famous sportsman, footballer, and he bit during the match one Italian footballer, and that costed him for that bite of 5 seconds 70 lakh rupees. And also he is debarred from for playing for about 4 months. And people are justifying. Even his coach, or I don't know whether president, the owner of the club, is justifying that I have not hired this person for because he is a philosopher or he is a person of good values and character. This person we have hired because he is an excellent footballer. So now, in material world, we are mentally disturbed. In the spiritual world, we apparently devotionally disturbed, as is in this section, the gopis. And in Brazil, somebody is just now dentally disturbed. Well, he bit and it has costed him 70 lakh rupees for that little bite. So, through this whole pastime, what we have been hearing, Krishna has sent Uddhava to teach him a lesson, or to show him that what actually real love is. And he surrendered himself, Krishna himself surrendered, that be satisfied with your own love, and I have nothing to reciprocate. His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, once he was giving the class recently, he mentioned that this is beyond our beyond us to explain anything on 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And why 10th canto? We can't understand any canto of Bhagavatam unless we have the right mood, right attitude, or we have heard from the right sources. And especially this section, Gopi Geet or Bhamar Geet or Ras Leela, certainly I am not qualified to speak on the subject, because the subject matter of this is what? We are talking in this Mahabhav. A person who जो हमेशा भाव खाता हो वो महाभाव को क्या समझेगा? हम किस तरह से महाभाव खाते हैं? आई एम दिस बॉडी, मी एंड माइन, दिस इज माइन, दिस इज माई करताल. फॉर एवरी लिटिल थिंग वी हैव सम काइंड ऑफ ईगो. सो हाउ वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दिस भाव? हिज ग्रेस श्यामानंद प्रभु वॉज ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट this chapter or these topics. Then talks about ras and prem and mellows. Jiske hirday mein mel ho, wo mellows ko kya samjhega? I mean, lust, anger, greed, pride, every moment, and we have only one choice. Cheto darpan marjanam bhav maha. We can talk about this. Only the holy name can save us. This is the only hope. So we cannot talk about these mellows and everything. And sometime we are put into situation for which we are not prepared, and we have never dreamt of. Gopis never thought, even in a dream, that Krishna will ever leave them. Why? Because he also loves us. And secondly, he will not come. No, he'll come because he has promised. But they never dreamt of, and they had to face this situation. And Krishna has already preached through the Brahman Patanis that you should learn to not be in physical proximity with me, you should learn to be in separation, and then that is the highest form of love. And when we are put into this kind of a situation, then our immediate reaction is that why something like this is happening to me, and consequently we lament. In our lamentation we also complain, you are the cause, Devi Priya, because of you this happened. Immediate family member or colleague or a brahmachari in the ashram, we immediately complain or blame, or we justify, or we defend, and finally it is wrong done to me. This is our, if any time anything for which we are not prepared, something like this, and we do like this, so we complain, why did Krishna do to me? Why he did this to me? मैंने सब कुछ छोड़ दिया, चाय, कॉफी, कांदा, लहसुन, पान, बीड़ी, सुपारी, तंबाकू, मूवीज, एवरीथिंग आई लेफ्ट, एंड कृष्णा इज डूइंग लाइक दिस टू मी. दिस इज अवर रिएक्शन, बट दिस इज नॉट डिवोशनल सर्विस व्हाट वी हैव बीन हियरिंग ऑल टुगेदर. डिवोशनल सर्विस इज नॉट ए सर्टिफिकेट दैट इफ यू विल डू लाइक दिस द एंड रिजल्ट विल बी लाइक दिस. नो, देयर इज नथिंग, नेवर कृष्णा हैज सेड लाइक दिस. इट्स ओनली अवर परसेप्शन. We can desire. His Grace Govind Prabhu was very nicely mentioning just the other Wednesday. We can always desire for the best, but we should not have any expectation out of anything what we do for others or for with ourselves. So separation is always very painful. Whether one loses the facility, or car, or a house, or due to divorce, your beloved one, your prestige, position, or the business, or the job, anything what you lose is always going to be disturbing. But what a boon Srila Prabhupada has given us, the association of devotee, remind us that somebody will tell us, Prabhu, we have heard. In the river, in the waves, due to some current, some branches, some leaves, some logs, they come together and they are separated due to the same current. And the wise person he is not really disturbed with this kind of situation, whether he loses the job, or he loses the business, or loses the car, or the wife. So these kind of a situation gives us satisfaction when we are in the right association. We have heard, but somebody is reminding us at the right time when our acceptability is of a higher degree. So this is the advantage of continuously being in contact with those who are self-realized. One cannot imagine what kind of a situation one has to face. Just yesterday, one of my dear sir, god brother, is calling me. I was middle of the meeting in Gopal's garden, and calling me, I have something like this has happened. I have purchased a shop. I have paid money about 1 million. I have registered the documents with the Meera Bandar Municipal Corporation. Now this god brother of mine is a very nice successful doctor, and I have got a notice from Meera Bandar Municipal Corporation that your shop is supposed to be a car parking area and is required to be demolished. 8 years have passed, I have been doing my practice as a dentist, and now all of a sudden something worth, which is approximately, if I replace this place with my with other alternative, it will cost me $10 million, 10 million rupees. So with this kind of, you are not prepared, and you are, for no fault of yours, you are put into situation like this. Devotees are not going to be spared. Gopis never thought something like this will happen with them. Lakhs of students have appeared for SSC exams. And recently the result was out. But a few thousand students, they were passed with good marks, with distinction. But when they got their mark sheet in their hand, they were declared failed. Can you imagine the anxiety the child or the parents must have gone through? You are not prepared for this kind of situation, and you are put into this situation. And sometime, if you are in good association, nice support at family or whatever, then you get the best advice at the most unexpected quarter. Something like this also happened with me in the recent past. When an immediate family member, who happens to be 28 years younger than me, and she tells me, "Dad," she's speaking my language, because you are not really formal when you are speaking to your daughter, son, or whatever, and wife. And she's saying, "Dad, what I have seen you in last so many years, that you have been doing your sadhana well. You don't criticize anyone. You don't envy anyone. And you are not lusty or greedy or hankering. Or this is what my observation. Due to mercy of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, maybe I could fake so well that she thought I am like that. Or maybe I followed some instruction, because he said that if you don't feel like this, don't feel like, then at least act like this. So I may have acted like this, so she perceived like that. But I also take this as a partial encouragement from her. But what she also said, what I have also seen, that you are attached to your image and pratishtha. And Krishna doesn't like that his devotee has any kind of traces, and therefore you are put into this situation, and Krishna getting you out of this. I would least expect, but what made a lot of sense to me, yes, it is a fact, because my immediate family member is saying that she has witnessed in so many years that how I am concerned with my prestige and pratishtha, whether it's a devotional circle or my family circle or my office circle, that I am attached to my pratishtha. And Krishna, wherever he sees anything not good, then he gives that kick at that. So she spoke this in my language. His Grace Brajvari Prabhu was also mentioning that what is the cause of this fear, that because of this avidya we get into this trouble or fear that I may lose this. The main cause is, in case of Brahmanas, they realize that the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we have a choice that we can offer everything, but they had the fear. What was the fear? No, Kansa will be disturbed. So let's not give anything to Krishna. Or let's not go to Krishna. But the Patnis gave. The Kubja also prepared the paste for Kansa, but when it was required to be given, she happily gives. What was the difference? The difference is, in our case, there are five reasons. One is that we think that we are this body. Secondly, we think that only material thing in this world can make us happy. Third, we think that we may lose this material facility. Four, when we lose, we lament for them. And the most important of all is fifth, that we forget Krishna in the whole exercise. And when we forget Krishna, that becomes the cause of our fear and anxiety for anything in life. Some Uddhav, who may not appear like Krishna, but he speaks the words of Krishna, has played some role in our life. And that is why we are all here. That is what is our hope, that we practice whatever that Uddhav, in the form of representative of the Lord, Guru, or our God brother, or a spiritual leader, or someone who can speak our language so that we can understand. That person, in the form of Uddhav, has given us the right teaching. And if we follow that, then our life has some hope that we can. Krishna was nicely relaxing in Goloka Vrindavan. Why he does what he does? Because wo prem ke bhuke hain. He, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to relish that kind, that thing what Srimati Radharani is enjoying about him. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Braj, he wanted to enjoy another ras. So he is frightened from Mother Yashoda. And he is saying, Marmat Maya Vachan Dharvale Dau Bhaiya Pe Muro Hat Rakhwale Maine Tero Makhan Khayo Na. He is shivering, he is crying, he is running, all because of Ras. The same Lord, when he appears as Ram, His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu very nicely was explaining that way. Who would imagine something like this, that the Lord of the universe is crying like a handpicked husband for his wife in the forest of Dandakaranya? ओ पत्तो फूलो डालियो, क्या तुमने मेरी मृगनेनी सीता को कहीं देखा है? What will I tell Kausalya, Kekai and the other ladies? Where is Sita? And how will I face Janak Maharaj when I go back after 14 years? And he is crying with tears. Why? He is the same Lord. भूलों को जो राह दिखाए, भटकों को जो राह पिलाए, भटक रहे वही राम, भटक रहे वही राम, अपनी सिया को प्राण प्रिया को दर दर ढूंढे राम, लीला करत श्री राम. He also wants to relish that ras, prem, therefore. And we may say, he is Lord. Mind you, in Vrindavan, Krishna forgets that he is Krishna. Otherwise, we may not, this ras, this whole pastime has no meaning. So this is why he comes, because he wants to relish that prema. And Parvati Mataji was disturbed, as Shyamanand Prabhu said. And she is saying,
She is confused. He is the Lord, and he is, you know, crying for mother. So she becomes Sita, and she wants to test. And Ramchandji offers Dandavat and says, Pranam Mate. And now she is embarrassed and also shameful. What hope we have with this kind of esoteric subject, prem, bhav, ecstasy. And in this section what we hear, that Radharani is in ecstasy, that she is complaining. And now she went into another type of ecstasy, because she is fearing that this bee must have told something Krishna, that how I was talking ill about him. So we are talking ecstasy into ecstasy. So how we can understand all this? But we have a great hope. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has given us a Ramban. Through one simple process, we can understand very well this prem, ecstasy, mahabhav, everything we can understand. And what is that? If we can simply be grateful to Krishna. We can be grateful that we are able to hear about Krishna. We can see the Lord Sri Sada Gopinath Ji. We can be a part and parcel in some way or the other, in a minute way, in serving His devotees and render some devotional service, although we may not be qualified. And that would be expression of our love, and that would be our 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled the Song of the Bees. That is our Song of the Bee. We have no power to stop the onslaught of the situations in our life. It may be our pratishtha, it may be our clinic, dental clinic, or it may be our result, or the gopi situation, apparent situation. We can save ourselves from getting wet from this onslaught of rain if we wear the raincoat and the umbrella in the form of the holy name and in the right association of person. We can never be so useless that we cannot take shelter, that we cannot render any service. Some service we can always do. We should be hopeful of that. Also Brijbhari Prabhu once also mentioned that was very thought-provoking session he took with the counselor of our region, and he said, what was our expectation from Krishna consciousness? And did we get what we wanted from Krishna consciousness? Or if we did not get, then why we did not get? This was very enlivening session of about 1.5 hour. But I will leave with that question only. Once a sadhu was traveling, and a beggar on the road asked him a question. Mahatma, where are you going? And he asked several other questions. The Mahatma was very happy and told him, what do you do? I beg. Will you work for me? Of course, if my needs are fulfilled. So he asked, what package? The beggar was simple. He said, my requirements, tan pe langoti, pet mein roti, sone ko ek khatiya. Any quality in this? Oh no. Tan pe langoti, pet mein roti, sone ko ek khatiya. मतलब तो जीने से है बढ़िया हो या घटिया, सो नो क्वालिटी, वट एवर यू गो पेट भरना चाहिए. सो साधु लाइक्ड इट, भालो ना खाई वे भालो ना पे वे, एंड इज अ लर्नड मैन एंड ही सेड ऑल राइट. सो द बेगर आस्क्ड व्हाट इज माय जॉब प्रोफाइल. सो ही सेड एवरी सिंगल डे व्हेन आई डू अबाउट टू बिगिन माय अर्च विग्रह और व्हेन आई सिट ऑन मेडिटेशन व्हेन आई डू जपा और व्हेन आई डू एनी डिवोशनल सर्विस प्लीज आस्क मी ऑल दीज क्वेश्चन व्हाट यू आस्क मी. द क्वेश्चन वॉज स्वामी जी हु आर यू, स्वामी जी वेर आर यू गोइंग एंड इज इट द राइट डायरेक्शन वेर यू आर गोइंग, हैव यू टेकन आर यू फुल्ली इक्विप्ड टू गो टू दिस पाथ एंड द लास्ट क्वेश्चन इज इट रियली वर्थ वेर यू आर गोइंग. Please ask me this question every day and I'll meet all your requirement. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Every time, am I fully equipped? Have I safeguarded myself from all kind of situation which may come as a hindrance in my path? There are numbers of devotees, those who are living with this kind of a situation for which they have never even dreamed in their life. And people are living with the hope. Gopis are living with hope. Krishna will come. Uddhava is giving them hope. Maharaj Bharat, he said, what is the comparison of a Garuda and a sparrow? You want me to rule the kingdom of Ayodhya? And another example is, what is the comparison of a donkey and a horse? My dear Ram, please don't tell me to do this. I cannot. Then he gives them hope. All right. On my behalf, you rule and I will come after 14 years. He was waiting and he gave a warning. If you do not come on the 14th day, I'll burn myself to ashes. Sabri was living in hope. Ahilya was living in hope. Vasudev and Devaki were prepared to go through that austerity. No one can even imagine, dream, which mother will give one after the other the child to be killed so that Krishna comes. Krishna wants us to live in this kind of a situation when in the pastime of Haridas Thakur the devotees were in the prison and they were praying, please let us out. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I bless you that you may always remain in this situation. Why? Because in this situation you are perfectly placed thinking about Krishna. Recently I came across an excellent devotee. He happens to be working in police department, head of the anti-corruption. One common feature I found in his dealing with the devotees and interaction and service attitude was common. What I witnessed in case of His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu when I was staying in Khar. Devotees were visiting his house. Devotees were having prasadam. He was, being a lawyer, he was always helping devotees free of charge for the legal services. And this is what he has a Srinivas Gadge Prabhu I am talking about. He is in a top position. And his life is always, his house, big house is open always for the devotees, always serving the devotees, always feeding the devotees. But there is still a big difference. What I saw in case of Mahaprabhu Prabhu, that every now and then not that Mahaprabhu Prabhu wanted to be, but every now and then he was recognized and glorified for what he was doing. But in case of Srinivas Prabhu, I'm talking about who is the head of the anti-corruption department, his glories are not known to anyone. So I was talking to him, so he said, I am living with one hope, that someday some devotee like you will tell His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj that I am working in this department only to serve the devotees. That my house, 10 days in a month, is only for the devotees. No family member comes and stays in my house. 10 days is occupied by the devotees. So with this kind of a hope, devotees are living. His Grace Govind Prabhu was recently visiting Australia, and he just mentioned there are 3-4 devotees, and what kind of amazing services they are doing there, that he has not seen some congregation coming up so nicely in a Western country, which is unheard. Hundreds of devotees are inspired by these 3-4 devotees, but their glories are not sung. And Krishna has given us assurance, not only hope. Manmana bad bhakto magya jeev mam namaskaro mam eva shi chatam ji pati jani priyo sarva dharmyan paritajya mam ekam sarvana. And also neha bhi karma nasusti, on this path there is no loss. A little advancement can save one from the greatest type of fear. What more we want from Krishna? The gopis are talking amongst themselves, let's not talk about this flirt. Vanyatam anyavarta, let's talk something else. Vanyatam anyavarta. So our only hope is the association of the devotees. Gopis were never alone, even in their lamentation or disturbing situation. Even if we want to say, like the gopis, that vanyatam anyavarta, please talk something else. Please talk something else except the initiation. 2000 devotees. Please talk something else about accept initiation. But you'll end up talking about initiation. This is the nearest example I can think from my limited capacity. But not the topic of initiation. Finally, we'll end up talking only about initiation, and let's do that repeatedly. If that is what increases our faith in our Guru Maharaj, in our service to Sri Krishna, and we make a spiritual progress. If this is what is required, then let's talk only that. And let's not be disturbed. Even if it apparently looks that we are disturbed. So with this, I pray that vanyatam arnyavartha, let we do not discuss anything else and discuss only the topic which are connected to Krishna, and topic which is, takes us closer to our Guru and Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. If you have any question, then I would say, please be satisfied with the answer what Paramatma gives you inside. And you still have some question, then I have only one answer, that is, vanyatam anyavartha. Thank you so much.